Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the GR Infra Projects Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Swapnali. On behalf of HDFC Securities, I welcome everybody to Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call for GR Infra Projects Limited. From the management, we are joined by Mr. Ajendra Kumar Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Anand Rathi, Group CFO. I now hand over the call to the management for your opening remarks, followed by the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aditya. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to the Q4 financial year 26 earnings conference call of GR Infra Projects Limited. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I hope you and your families are keeping well. I am joined on this call by Anand Rathi, CFO, and Ankit Maheshwari, Deputy CFO of the company. I will begin by sharing an overview of our operational performance during the quarter, along with our perspective on the infrastructure sector. Thereafter, Ankit will take you through the financial performance in detail, following which we will open the floor for questions. As we all know, today's business environment is becoming increasingly interconnected and volatile. Global uncertainties arising from geopolitical tension, ongoing conflicts, changing trade dynamics, and tariff-related measures continue to create challenges across sectors and economies. These developments are placing pressure on business worldwide and impacting supply chain, commodity prices, and investment decisions. In response to such evolving challenges, the company continues to maintain a robust enterprise risk management framework that enables us to effectively monitor and manage multiple categories of risk. Despite the uncertain environment, I believe the company has delivered a resilient performance during the year. During Q4 financial year 26, the company recorded revenue from operations and approximately rupees 2,521 crore, representing a growth of 27% compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous financial year. Adjusted EBITDA margin stood at 11% approximately for the quarter, as against 15.5% in the corresponding period last year. During the year, the company repaid debt amount to approximately rupees 262 crore, resulting in further improvement in our debt-equity ratio to 0.03, which continues to remain among the best in the sector. During the year, the company has secured new order amount to rupees 10,700 crore, of which in Q4, the company has secured three new projects, comprising one tunnel project and two HAM road projects, aggregating approximately rupees 5,500 crore in addition to about two HAM projects. Appointed date of the one DBFOT project worth around rupees 3,600 crore is also awaited. As on date, our order book stands at approximately rupees 26,470 crore, further bids aggregating to approximately rupees 13,500 crore are yet to be opened. During the year, pre-COD of five HAM projects has been received. We also successfully monetized four HAM assets to Indus Infra Trust for total consideration of rupees 321 crore and recorded an exceptional gain of rupees 253 crore. I would also like to reiterate that the company's growth strategy is not limited to the road sector alone. We continue to see growing opportunities across metro and railway, power transmission, battery energy storage system, telecom infrastructure, oil and gas, logistic and warehousing and tunnel projects. While the place of projects award may vary across sectors, the overall infrastructure outlook for India remains positive. We believe the country's long-term infrastructure requirement continue to be substantial, and companies with strong execution capabilities, disciplined bidding practices, and healthy balance sheets will be well positioned to benefit from these opportunities. Let me now briefly touch upon key sector developments. In transport sector, more than Railway got about rupees 6 lakh crore approximately in financial year 27 union budget. We see a strong pipeline of rupees 7.6 lakh crore worth project, including HAM, BOT, EPC and Railway. Hence, we expect order of inflow in the sector to grow by around 10 to 15% in financial 27. The railway sector also continues to move towards corridor-based capacity creation, freight decongestion and technology-led operations. A significant recent development is the approval of 6 private rail projects worth approximately rupees 18,000 crore and multi-tracking projects worth around rupees 27,000 crore. During the year, order book of transport BU increased by 25% approximately. We target a new order book of rupees 12 to 14,000 crore in current financial year 27. In power and transmission, India power sector is expected to attract investment potential of nearly rupees 45 lakh crore over the next 7 years across generation, transmission and energy storage. Renewable energy evacuation continue to be drive transmission investment. Our focus would be on 20% of the bid pipeline of Indian rupees 1,20,000 crore with a target new order book of rupees 5,000 crore by initial 27. In tunnels and hydro, the government is targeting tunnel projects worth approximately rupees 3 lakh crore over the next decade. The CCEA has also recently approved the 2 large hydroelectric projects in Arunachal Pradesh worth around rupees 40,000 crore. Bid pipeline looks promising at rupees 87,000 crore with company focus on rupees 23,000 crore bids. We are targeting a new order book of rupees 2 to 3,000 crore rupees worth projects in financial year 27. In oil and gas, Brent crude price touched nearly US$126 per barrel during the late April 26 amid high geopolitical tension, creating a volatility in the energy market. Despite these near-term challenges, we continue to remain positive on the long-term outlook of the sector. Bid pipeline remain healthy and we target a new order book of rupees 2 to 3,000 crore rupees in financial year 27. Similarly, for other sectors including ropeway, telecom and renewable, we are targeting a new order book of rupees 1 to 2,000 crore rupees in financial year 27. Our focus throughout the year has remained on ensuring business continuity, protecting execution timelines, and maintain financial discipline. As the external environment evolves, we will continue to take timely and strategic decisions to safeguard the company's interest and deliver sustainable value to stakeholders. Financial 26 has been an important year for us, during which we maintain a prudent balance between execution, order book expansion, diversification and financial discipline. As we enter financial year 27, considering the economic and geopolitical situation, we remain optimistic about the opportunities ahead and expect to grow our top lines in the range of 15% and strengthen the order book with a target of new wins by rupees 20 to 22,000 crore rupees approximately, while continuing to remain selective and disciplined in our project bidding approach. I would like to thank our clients, lenders, partners, employees and shareholders for their continued trust and support. With that, I now request Ankit ji to take you through the financial performance in detail. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Here are the key highlights of quarter four performance. Standalone revenue from operations was 2,521 crore in quarter ended March 26, which is increased by 27% approximately year over year compared to 1,990 crores in the quarter ended March 25. The standalone revenue from operations was 7,620 crore in the year ended March 26, which has increased by 17% year over year compared to 6,515 crores in the year ended March 25. The increase is primarily on account of better execution of the oil and gas and power transmission projects. The consolidated revenue from operations was 2,500 crore in quarter ended March 26, which has increased by 10% approximately year over year compared to 2,275 crores in quarter ended March 25. The consolidated revenue from operations was 8,398 crores in the year ended March 26, which has increased by 13.5% year over year compared to 7,395 crores in the year ended March 25. The standalone EBITDA margin stood at 10.85% in quarter ended March 26 from 17.5% in quarter ended March 25. The decrease was primarily due to one-time claims income recognized amounting to INR 47.5 crores in quarter ended March 25. The standalone EBITDA margin stood at 11% approximately in the year ended March 26 from 13.88% in year ended March 25. In the decrease was primarily due to one-time claim income recognized amounting to 123 crores in the year ended March 25 and higher construction costs in the current year. The EBITDA margin at group level has marginally decreased to 14.73% in quarter ended March 26 from 23.96% in quarter ended March 25. The EBITDA margin at group level has decreased to 19.31% in the year ended March 26 from 22% in the year ended March 25. Profit after tax at standalone level increased to 1417 crores in quarter ended March 26 as compared to 371 crore in quarter ended March 25. The PAT includes 182 crore approximately net of tax of exceptional gain on sale of four subsidiaries to Indus Infratrust. Profit after tax at consolidated level decreased to 209.86 crores in quarter ended March 26 as compared to 403 crores in quarter ended March 25. The standalone net worth stood at 8,869 crores at the end of March 26. It was 7,888 crores at the end of fiscal 2025. The net worth at consolidated level is 9,391 crores. At the end of March 26, it was 8,503 crores at the end of fiscal 25. The total standalone borrowing outstanding at the end of fiscal 2026 is 234 crores with debt to equity of 0.03 times. The consolidated borrowing outstanding at the end of fiscal 26 is 4,845 crores with debt to equity of 0.52 times. During the quarter, the company has made additions to the fixed assets amounting to 36 crores approximately, and in the entire year around 133 crores. The net block of property, plant and equipment including work in progress and intangibles is 1057 crores approximately at the end of current fiscal. The investments in our subsidiary companies in the form of loans and equity are 2,271 crores at the end of March 26. The balance promoter contribution required to be made for our operational HAM and BOT projects is 3,486 crores, of which we are expecting contribution of approximately 1,000 crores in the current fiscal 27. Working capital in days at the end of March 2026 is 128 days as compared to 117 days at the end of fiscal 25, and the increase is primarily on account of the debtors base. The trade receivable at standalone basis are 2,372 crores, including 1,667 crores HAM debtors at the end of March 26, and the trade receivables at the consolidated level are 745 crores at the end of March 26. The unbilled revenue at the standalone basis is 808 crores approximately at the end of March 26, whereas the unbilled revenue at the consolidated level is 436 crores at the end of March 26. The inventory are at 739 crores at the end of March 26, compared to 538 crores at the end of fiscal 2025. I sincerely thank to all our stakeholders, including employees, business partners, vendors, bankers, and auditors who have supported the company. On behalf of GR Infra Projects Limited, I thank everybody. Thank you. Over to you.
So shall we open the floor for questions?
Sure.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the first question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Good commentary in terms of the segment-wise and in terms of inflow that we are looking at. Just a couple of things. So whatever sir has said in the opening remarks, so broadly now we are looking at 20 to 25,000 crore inflow in this entire year. So and particularly the major still the chunk is from the road, 12-14,000 watt crore. So there just wanted to understand, given still the NHAI, the activity has not picked up. So this entire, are we looking at the major would be the BOT toll form, or it would be a kind of equally the HAM and BOT toll?
इसमें NHAI का जो अभी outlook है, वो ज़्यादा stress BOT के ऊपर है, लेकिन अपन HAM और BOT दोनों पर भी पूरी तरह से रहेंगे. EPC में थोड़े से क्योंकि मार्जिन का बहुत ज्यादा प्रेशर है, लेकिन हैम और ब्यूटी में अपन लोग पूरी तरह से प्रिपेयर्ड है, और इसमें जो अथॉरिटी की तरफ से भी जो आउटलुक आ रहा है पॉजिटिव है, और ब्यूटी में काफी कुछ उन्होंने जो कंसेशन एग्रीमेंट है उसमें काफी कुछ चेंजेस किए हैं, वो भी पॉजिटिव है. आने वाले टाइम में इस साल में अच्छी पाइपलाइन दिखाई देती है.
तो सर अप्रोक्सीमेटली कितना लग रहा है कि एनएचआई पर्टिकुलरली से कि कितना किलोमीटर या कितना वैल्यू अवार्ड हो सकता है, एंड इवन फॉर FY26 एक्चुअली द एग्जैक्ट नंबर इज स्टिल नॉट क्लियर हाउ मच दे अवार्डेड इन टर्म्स ऑफ द किलोमीटर, सो इफ यू हैव यू कैन शेयर आल्सो.
नहीं, उन्होंने करीब 6 लाख करोड़ रुपए का जो आउटलुक दिया है. अब नो डाउट पिछले 2 सालों में जो उन्होंने कहा है उतना किया नहीं है, लेकिन अभी ऐसा लगता है कि 6 लाख करोड़ नहीं तो उसका कुछ मतलब 80% 70-80% अचीव करना चाहिए. मतलब उन्होंने आउटलुक नो डाउट 6 लाख का दिया है, तो कम से कम 5 लाख करोड़ के तो काम हो गए. रेड और मैं ये दोनों की बात कर रहा हूँ, रोड और रेलवे मतलब ट्रांसपोर्ट इंफ्रा की बात कर रहा हूँ.
ओके, बट एनएचआई स्पेसिफिकली सर FY27 में कितना किलोमीटर या कितना वैल्यू आपको लग रहा है अवार्ड होगा, ये आपको लग रहा है कि ये Q1 Q2 मतलब चारों क्वार्टर में स्प्रेड होएगा कि अगेन इट विल बी लास्ट फोर्थ क्वार्टर में जाके कुछ दिखेगा?
देखिए, ऐसा तो नहीं लगता है कि लास्ट में ही जाएगा, लेकिन इक्वली स्प्रेड भी होना मुश्किल लगता है। फर्स्ट Q1 में तो थोड़ा सा, क्योंकि बहुत सारी फॉर्मेलिटीज पिछले क्वार्टर की बाकी रहती है, लेकिन मुझे ऐसा लगता है Q2 Q3 पे ये स्प्रेड होना चाहिए। Q2 Q3 Q4 में ये प्रॉपरली होना चाहिए। और जहां तक जो BOT के जो अभी प्रोजेक्ट जो इन्होंने मतलब बिड आ चुकी है, करीब 6 BOT के और 66 HAM के प्रोजेक्ट, और इसमें मतलब ऑलरेडी पब्लिश हो चुकी है NIT, और ये जल्दी अगले 1 या 2 महीने में टेंडर होने चाहिए इनके।
ओके, एंड सो सर, हम लोग अभी जैसे 15% जो रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ देख रहे हैं, सो सर ये ऑन द कंजर्वेटिव साइड है कि लेट्स से हम लोग अवॉर्डिंग थोड़ा सा अगर पिकअप होता है, जो भी अपना 3 अपॉइंटेड डेट बचा हुआ है, सो देर इज अ पॉसिबिलिटी दैट के, क्योंकि अपना पीछे का लास्ट 2 साल का काइंड ऑफ बैकलॉग थोड़ा सा बचा हुआ है इन टर्म्स ऑफ वॉट एवर वी आर थिंकिंग एग्जीक्यूशन, सो कैन वी लुक एट इवन 20% काइंड ऑफ अ पॉसिबिलिटी इज ऑल्सो देयर, एंड लेट्स से अगर 15% ये साल में करते हैं तो नेक्स्ट ईयर 28 में अगर हम लोग 20-25 हजार करोड़ करते हैं तो कैन वी लुक एट मतलब 25-30% का ग्रोथ FY28 में।
देखिए, अपने इंफ्रा में कभी भी देखेंगे ना तो जो इन्फ्लो होता है उसका इम्पैक्ट अगले साल ही आता है, सेम ईयर में तो आता भी नहीं। अगर ये अपन 15-20% की जो ग्रोथ की बात कर रहे हैं, इस साल की बात कर रहे हैं, और इन्फ्लो होगा तो उसके इम्पैक्ट अगले साल में आएंगे।
जी जी, तो अगर ये इन्फ्लो आए तो अगले साल अपने 25-30% टाइप का भी देख सकते हैं, मतलब या एब्सोल्यूट लेवल पे अगर आपके पास कुछ है, मतलब क्या नेक्स्ट ईयर, क्या ये साल में 15-20 और नेक्स्ट ईयर में कैसे देख सकते हैं, मतलब
अपने इन्फ्लो इस तरह से तो रहेंगे कम से कम कभी इस साल भी 15-20% की और अगले साल भी 20% की ग्रोथ देखेंगे।
ओके, एंड मार्जिन में सर हम लोग जो 10.5-11% जो पहले बोल रहे थे, तो अभी ये लग रहा है कि मिनिमम 11 मतलब 12 प्लस टाइप का पॉसिबिलिटी अभी लग रहा है कि अगले 27 और 28 में वैसा टक्का के नहीं, ये 10.5-11 ही गिवन द कॉम्पिटिशन।
देखिए, मार्जिन का तो जहां तक सवाल है ना, अभी जियोपॉलिटिक्स में आप डिस्टर्बेंस देखिए, अब उसके अब ये किस हद तक और कितना टाइम में अभी कोई प्रेडिक्ट नहीं कर पा रहा है। अगर आप ये डिस्टर्बेंस देखें, अपन जो अभी ईरान का और यूएस का जो चल रहा है, अपने कितनी बार सोल हो चुका है और कितनी बार फिर वापस अपन उसी स्टेज पे आ जाते हैं। अब 4 दिन पहले अपन ऐसा सोच रहे थे कि अभी ये प्रॉब्लम सोल्व होगी, अब अपने को उसको ठीक करना है, लेकिन आज फिर वापस वहीं पर खड़े हैं। इस पे बहुत कुछ डिपेंडेंसी करेगी मार्जिन के ऊपर, क्योंकि हमारे जो रोड में पर्टिकुलरली जो कमोडिटी है वो फ्यूल और बिटुमन पेट्रोलियम प्रोडक्ट पे काफी कुछ डिपेंडेंसी है, और ये डिस्टरबेंस अगर कंटिन्यू रहता है तो मार्जिन का कुछ नहीं कहा जा सकता।
ओके, गॉट इट। एंड सर लास्टली, कैपेक्स अभी FY27 में हम लोग कितना देख रहे हैं, और अदर इनकम पर्टिकुलरली जो इंडस का जो है वहां पे अभी कैपिटल वापस वाला जो चीज है प्रपोर्शन इंक्रीज हो रहा है वर्सेस इंटरेस्ट एंड डिविडेंड, तो एट अ स्टैंड अलोन लेवल पे जो हम लोग अदर इनकम जो आ रहा था इंडस से, सो वो फॉर FY27 में कैसे देख सकते हैं?
ये कैपिटल का जहां तक, इन्वेस्टमेंट का जहां तक सवाल है, 300 से 350 करोड़ रुपए का रहेगा, लेकिन जो इंडस का जो रिटर्न है उसके बारे में थोड़ा सा आपको आनंद जी और अंकित जी बताएंगे।
इंडस में क्या होगा कि नो डाउट जो कैपिटल रिटर्न होगा, इंडस और भी एक्वायर करेगा तो उसमें भी डिविडेंड फ्लो बढ़ेगा, तो ये इसमें तो इंडस में लार्जली इट इज मोर ऑफ यील्ड प्रोडक्ट, तो पैसा इतना आता रहेगा वो एक है, इनकम की फॉर्म में आएगा, कैपिटल रिटर्न आएगा, मतलब इट इज मोर अबाउट टू मतलब मोर इन टर्म्स ऑफ मूवमेंट ऑफ कैश फ्लो है इट इज। तो अभी जैसे डिविडेंड कम हो गया, इंटरेस्ट ज्यादा आ गया, फिर एक्विजिशन हो जाता है, एसेट का एक्विजिशन होगा तो अगेन इट विल स्टार्ट गिविंग मोर डिविडेंड एंड ऑल दैट। बट यस, कैश फ्लो के मामले में अगर बात करेंगे तो दैट वुड बी इन द रेंज ऑफ 200-250 के बीच का रेंज का रहना चाहिए।
गॉट इट। एंड कैपेक्स फॉर FY27 के लिए?
वो सर ने बताया अभी 300-350 के आसपास का कैपेक्स होना चाहिए।
ओके ओके, ठीक है सर, थैंक यू एंड ऑल द बेस्ट सर।
थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। वी विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अभिनव फ्रॉम ICICI सिक्योरिटीज, प्लीज गो अहेड।
Yes, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the execution front. You had guided for about 3,000 crores of revenue in Q4. What has impacted the execution? We were expecting about 600 crores from oil and gas sector as well. So how has been the execution from in that segment?
एक पर्टिकुलर प्रोजेक्ट में थोड़ा सा अपॉइंटेड नहीं आने की वजह से थोड़ा सा रहा इफेक्ट और सेकंड जो मार्च में जो डिस्टरबेंस रहा है तो मार्च के बाद में अब आप देखिए पूरा जो जियोपॉलिटिक्स का जो डिस्टरबेंस रहा उसकी वजह से ये जो रिड्यूस हुआ है उसकी वजह से हुआ है।
Understood. And sir, how was the execution in oil and gas segment? 600 crore का कुछ expect कर रहे थे revenue?
इस क्वार्टर में वी हैव डन ऑलमोस्ट 400 450 400 के आसपास तक किया इस क्वार्टर में आपने एंड लार्ज सी देखो क्या बिकॉज़ ऑफ चेंज इन प्राइसेस ना मतलब देयर इज अ ड्रास्टिकल चेंज इन द प्राइसेस बहुत इंक्रीज इन द प्राइसेस एक्चुअली रिजल्टेड इन स्लो एग्जीक्यूशन काफी सारे चल चलन जाएगा ना बिकॉज़ दैट क्लेरिटी अवार्ड्स वाज सपोज्ड टू बी गिवन बाय द अथॉरिटी राइट इन टर्म्स ऑफ प्राइस वेरिएशन एंड क्लॉज वो उस चक्कर में थोड़ा स्लो हो ही जाता है एंड दैट इज द मेन रीजन मार्च में थोड़ा सा ये स्लो हो गया।
Understood. So second question is on BOT projects का मैनेज है। Pipeline में कुछ बड़े projects हैं 7,500 करोड़ 9,000 करोड़ के। So are we keen on bidding this high value projects given the higher equity requirement for these projects?
We are evaluating subject to of course I mean if it is fixed to our you know metrics then certainly we'll be keen करेंगे bid तो करेंगे but depend on the return on those investment and all right.
So last question on the three projects Agra Gwalior BOT and the two HAM projects when can we start expect the execution to start?
After monsoon season के बाद में इनके अपॉर्चुनिटी मिलनी चाहिए।
Agra Gwalior तो already delayed है तो अभी तो there is no point in starting even if let's say तो we'll try कि हमारा भी हमारा मतलब appointed date would be should be in sync with you know our execution period as well.
So any risk of the Agra Gwalior one getting cancelled or anything of that sort?
Risk तो देखो time तो it is already expired right? So 1 year तो already हो रखा है but So these kind of indications so far we haven't received from the authority. And अगर वो terminate करते हैं तो they have to pay the claim also, right? It is not as simple as that, right? So I think risk अभी minimal है, but yes, it depends. It's totally in the control of NHAI. तो उतना ज़्यादा नहीं बोल सकते. But so far whatever discussion we are having with NHAI people. अपने को लगता है कि we'll be able to get that appointed date maybe and there I mean जुलाई अगस्त में लेने का कोई सेंस नहीं बनता because then there would be rainy period तो हो सकता है सितंबर के आसपास में अपने को मिले सितंबर एंड में।
Got it sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a question tha, sir, can we oil and gas project contribution, how do you see it contributing in FY27? And are you ready to bid on our own for these oil and gas pipeline projects?
For 27, our target for this sector is around 1,200 crore ka target hai for this this particular sector. And in terms of direct bidding, so what we are evaluating is to you know participate with the technical member who can make us eligible for direct bidding as well. So we are just evaluating. To directly and we are actually active on this front as well. So maybe in next 6 months of time we'll be able to be directly as well. That's our intention. That's we aspire to. That's we are targeting as well. Yeah.
Understood, sir. I can just help us with your outlook on the transmission project pipeline. आपने कहा कि 1,20,000 करोड़ का है But do you expect the entire thing to get bid out in FY27, or do you think part of it will go in FY28?
So current year, our target is to basically target or focus pipeline is around 25,000 crore only. So we are not targeting 1.2 lakh crore, right? So it is only 25,000, 30,000 crore, out of which we are targeting, we'll be able to get around 5,000 crore of the order. This is our basically plan.
So how do you decide a large pipeline? How do you select this 25,000 crore? Is it based on the bid value? Is it based on the areas you want to work? How do you decide arrive at these numbers?
So it's combination of both, actually. Sometimes it is area, sometimes it is value, because we may not be, willing to bid for 20,000, 80,000, 60,000, 30,000 kind of project value. But at the same time, sometimes we are also not willing to go into such kind of area where execution is difficult, right?
Understood.
So it's a mix of it.
Understood. What was the equity investment in HAM and transmission projects at the end of FY26, and how much are looking to invest in F27 and F28? Is that number handy with you?
So the total contribution which was required was approximately 5,400 crores, of which already 2,055 crore has been contributed, and the remaining contribution is 3,486 crores approximately, of which in the current financial year 26-27, we estimate a contribution of 1,000 crores.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to, dwell on the, logistics and warehousing business. So I think there are three parts, right? Forward, which is MMLP Indore. Then there's a 4C, which I think is a Guwahati and Sambhaji Nagar. And the, foreign, there are some 15 operational dark stores. So just wanted to understand, I also saw your results, and there's a one already, warehousing SPV is already created. So have we already, acquired some land, and are we, started working on it, or, on the warehousing thing? What are our plans, in terms of, investments? And since, these are the, you can say front heavy, capex investment, is it going to affect our ROE for some period of time?
इसमें जो इंदौर का है वो तो गवर्नमेंट के साथ में अपना बिड किया हुआ ही है और जो दो प्रोजेक्ट आप बता रहे हैं उसमें लैंड की एक्विजिशन पे बातचीत चल रही है प्रोग्रेस पे है और जल्दी इसके ऊपर फाइनल कर लेंगे और इन्वेस्टमेंट का प्लान आप अंकित जी शेयर करेंगे
तो इन्वेस्टमेंट में क्या है कि अदर देन मल्टी मॉडल लॉजिस्टिक पार्क का टारगेट इज टू इन्वेस्ट In terms of equity, 500 to 700 crore of equity, which we are targeting in next.
So total investment we are targeting 600 crores, of which around 25%, 200 to 250 crores would be equity. And
for current year, right?
For current year, yes.
Right. So I am giving the basically the number for next 3 years of that.
Right.
So this is the plan for, in this particular sector, where we are targeting almost 600 or 700 crore of equity investment in next 3 years of time. What you ask for is that it would be impacting that return on equity on, yes, for the current year it may, because it will take time once it is, completed and we'll be able to, monetize it through some other vehicle, then certainly it will give that flip also, right, to equity return. But yeah, it may take time for next 2 years of time. That would be, for current year, certainly we'll be developing, and then in next 2 years of time, we'll be focusing on monetizing as well. Then it will certainly, this is of course a long gestation period. It is not that in the current year itself we'll be getting that result here.
So when you say this 600 crore, the equity investment, it's from our side, right? From the promoter side. Or are we also, engaging some, partner, like 50-50 partnership or something? Or this 600 is totally from our side?
This is our own plan. Maybe depending on the project, right? Where, let's say because of the project size or where we believe that we need some partner, we can get them also along with us. And then probably the total investment in that project would be more than what we are assuming, right, on our own.
Okay, and this also, this investment also includes the foreign, right, where you have already 15 operational dark stores. So are these dark stores, you know, are we owning these dark stores or we have taken on lease? So how is that model working?
No, these dark stores are actually on lease, so it's not much investment over there which we are anticipating, right? So these all are on lease, yeah.
Okay. And the last two questions, I think the, you know, NHAI has come up with a new BOT, you know, RFP, and there are many, you know, like stringent, you know, consideration and conditions are involved. Just wanted to understand, we have already placed bid for the Nasik Fata Khed project, which is something around 7,300 crore. So do you think, will it again go for the rebidding, or, you know, now it will directly go for the financial evaluation stage?
It's something which NHAI, I may not be that privy, I mean, to that extent, I'm not be privy to, because that bid has already been, you know, received by the NHAI. Probably, I believe that would be under evaluation. I don't think they would be, you know, handling this process, and, I mean, I haven't heard so far about this.
Okay, got it. And the last point, you know, just a bookkeeping question. So you have, you know, given the profit, you know, on the sale of monetization. So does this profit also includes, you know, from the deferred consideration, you know, whatever you have mentioned? And what is the, you know, color of this deferred consideration? If you can, you know, throw some light on that.
Yes, we... Can you repeat the question?
Deferred consideration, yes, of course.
We haven't received that 100% amount in cash so far. Reason being...
63 crore is the amount.
Reason being, there are something at SPV level which is to be settled by NHIB. These are the, you know, for example, in terms of fixation of the amended or revised bid project cost, right, there are some GST claims which are yet to be released by the NHI over there, right? So these, as and when those claims or those settlements happened over there on those SPVs, we'll get that payment.
But have we incorporated the...
Yes, sir. Sorry. So the profit in the P&L.
So sorry, your voice is not audible. Hello?
No, I was mentioning that, yeah, this deferred consideration is already included in the profit in the current year's P&L.
Okay, and you are standing and showing as a receivable in the balance sheet. Yeah, that is from my side.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. First, I just wanted to get the update on the BSNL project and also the MSRDC project.
See, on BSNL project, we are waiting for ROW clearance. So far, we have not received the ROW. Though maintenance activity has already, you know, started over there on existing stretch. I mean, that existing project which was handed over by, you know, local authority to us. We are maintaining, we started maintaining those equipments and those lines, right? And because of that, you know, election, because of that election era, right? I mean, that was the reason that ROW also get delayed by another one and a half months. So probably what we are expecting is that in next 1 month of time, we start receiving ROW clearances and we'll be starting execution as well, right? And the second question was related to
MSRDC. MSRDC में एक प्रोजेक्ट हमारा जो चल रहा है वो अच्छे प्रोग्रेस में है और जो दो L1 पे थे वो कैंसिल हो चुके हैं, रीबिड में आ रहे
हैं. Sure. And sir, you had given a guidance of 20,000 to 22,000 crore of order intake. उसमें आपने बोला था roads में करीब 12 से 14,000 crore है, maybe 1 से 2,000 crore road पे है and oil and gas में. इसके अलावा और कौन से सेक्टर्स हम टारगेट करते
हैं? पावर ट्रांसमिशन इज देयर, 5000 करोड़ का पावर ट्रांसमिशन इज आल्सो देयर, राइट? एंड टनल हाइड्रो है, देयर वी आर टारगेटिंग 2500 करोड़ द ऑर्डर्स, राइट? सिमिलरली जो ऑप्टिकल फाइबर केबल जो BSNL वाला है उसमें भी 500,000 करोड़ का उसमें ऑयल एंड गैस इज ऑल्सो देयर राइट रिन्यूएबल इज ऑल्सो देयर तो सारा मिला के ऑलमोस्ट 20-22,000 करोड़ का दैट्स अमाउंट विच वी आर टारगेटिंग
श्योर सर दैट्स इट फॉर माय साइड थैंक्स एंड ऑल द बेस्ट
थैंक यू
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Firstly, on oil and gas, so we are targeting revenue of close to 200 crores in 27. So is it a part of our order book or order book doesn't include any oil and gas for March 26?
27 mein 200 crore, 1,200, right?
1,200.
1,200, yes. See, some part of it is already part of our order book and 200-300 crore. But 1,000 crore will be actually targeting for this current year.
From the new order.
From the new order. And new order, I would say it is more existing. I mean, it is already existing order where we have to continue our engagement, right, with that same company. So, that's why.
So, March 26, mein aave, 250 crore ka order book hai, which is there in the oil and gas.
Right.
Okay. Sir, so secondly, on the appointed date for the new two HAM assets, so who should come sometime in next year, first quarter?
Appointed date, I mean, depending on the land availability, it can be the third quarter. Or maybe depending on, October to January, February, that's the date which we are, that's the period which we are expecting.
You are expecting within this year itself?
Yeah, within this year itself.
Sir, and what is the land status current in both the HAMs?
Oh, not the handy near. Right, no.
That we can let you offline. You can send us an email.
Okay, sure. So lastly, on the depreciation part, we have seen a very sharp reduction on a quarterly basis, which has gone down to roughly 45 odd crores now, versus our peak numbers of roughly 60-65 odd crores. So incrementally, now this should jump significantly given the higher capex plans we have in next couple of years.
No. So capex is basically for the plant and machinery and certain other specialized equipment which we are planning for our tunnel project and power transmission projects. And this inventory pileup is basically to execute our existing power transmission projects.
So the depreciation we have right now on a quarterly basis of 46 crore for Q4. So incrementally similar rate rahega ki we can see a big jump.
Yeah, you can see a jump because in inventory, right?
The inventory.
Inventory you are asking, correct?
Any capex, depreciation.
Depreciation, yes. So depreciation, as sir already mentioned, that we are planning the new capex in the range of 300 to 350 crores. Correct, but at the same time, we will also recycle our old equipments. So depreciation will remain more or less in the same range.
Okay, and we can expect a similar number of capex in FY28 as well, or it can taper off?
28 is too far to... See, right now, capex for this current year, what we are targeting is basically kya ho gaya hai. As we are going on power transmission, right, on tunneling also, we have taken kuch project liye. So, uske liye some equipment is required for those projects, right? So, which may not be required for those kind of capex may not be required for 28, right? But for 28, okay. Then if we are growing some other sector, then probably, I mean, so as of now, what we are saying is this is one of kind of investment because for at least the last three years, our capex was in the range of 100 crore odd, right?
Correct.
This time we are targeting in the range of 300-400 crore, right? It's only because of that we diversified into different sector, right? And we have taken good project also. So next year it is too early to say, But yes, as of now, we don't see that the 300-400 project would capex would be there in FY28 as of now.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Ayush Goel from Cavi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I just wanted to ask that will we be transferring any projects to the InvIT during this financial year?
This is ongoing process. I think we'll continue with this. I mean, we'll be transferring certainly at least 3-4 projects which we have completed, you know, which we received the COD at least 1 year before, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only after 1 year of completion of operation period we are eligible to transfer, right? So we can transfer, yeah.
Okay, sir. And like if you could explain the multiple at which we transfer these projects to the InvIT, that would be really helpful.
The multiple, I mean, this is cash flow discounting method, right? So it is not that we have agreed to a certain multiple while transferring any project. So depending on the future cash flow and depending on the market condition at that point of time, right? That valuation is done by the independent valuer, and basis that we are transferring the asset.
Okay, so like there's no ballpark multiple that we can think of or that usually.
Right.
Yeah.
This is big range. I mean, it can be between 1.25 to 2.25. So this is a big range, right? So there is no point in keeping
that. And sir, about the cash flows in this year, the cash flow from operations is like really low compared to the previous years. So how are we going to manage the working capital going on forward?
So far, we are comfortable with our working capital. You know, we haven't utilized our bank limit as well, right? And this year, because we have entered into different, diversified into different sector, right? And that may be the reason which I believe that that is actually, pushing us to, invest more in the first year or second year of, and maybe next, over the period of next 1 or 2 year will be again, normalized in terms of our working capital utilization and all that.
Okay, so it's just because of accelerated execution?
Accelerated execution, I won't say, but it is more kind of because of diversification. We are entering into different sector, right? So
okay.
that is where we have to invest more.
Okay. And do we have a plan to monetize the InvIT units if we require in the future? Like we have 2,400 crore worth of investment in that.
Depending on, we just don't have things through it so far. But yes, of course, to certain extent, maybe 100 to 200 crore is a different. We can think at any given point of time. But yes. We just don't have that concrete plan where we have to, offload 50% of the unit which we are holding on our balance sheet. So far, we haven't had, but yes, of course, a small piece of that, we can certainly look to, divest.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Girija Ray from Nirmal Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So I have a couple of questions. पहले तो जैसे कि अगर मैं पिछले सारे years का execution rate देखता हूँ, so I believe the execution rate as compared to order book has came down. So where exactly we are stuck so that our order book is strong, but whereas our execution rate is coming down? That is first question. Second question, related to the previous participant, the three assets, HAM assets, what we transfer to InvIT, the multiple, specifically if you can throw some light on price to book value kind of things, that will be helpful. And third question is related to construction cost. So I can see around, you know, this time the construction cost has increased, and in fact for full year basis also it is increased. So as a percentage of sales, I can say it is 75%. It has increased around 3-4% as compared to prior year. So is there any initiative or anything we can do to reduce this construction cost so that our margin will expand? I'm happy that we are, you know, maintaining the margin 10-12%, and you know, gradually we are focusing to improve the margin. So is there anything, any initiative we are taking to expand the margin by reducing the cost? So these are my questions.
So let me take your question in the order you have raised, right? One first is that execution rate, right? Which you
mentioned. Yes.
We have gone down. So execution, see, issue is in last, I would say, couple of years, what we have seen is that generally land, see, when this model came up, right, in what has happened when this industry, you know, was actually, you know, back on track in initial years in 2017, 18, 19, that point of time it was a lull period, right, between 2010-11 there was no execution at all, no awarding at all. So at that point of time, generally authority, you know, what did they do at that point of time was they were just accumulating the land. And there was no awarding, there was no taker, there was no lender was supporting. But once they started, so that was the backlog which was pushed actually into this sector, and the 100% land was made available, and all the contractors started, you know, executing fast with, you know, new strength or whatever you say. But over the period, what has happened is that they could not, you know, keep the same pace of accumulating land. Land is a big issue in the country, right? And Bengal mein to you have seen, or news article you might have read, that Bengal mein to abhi land itna pending hai there because of so many projects are stuck in the state because of land only, right?
Right.
Similarly, that is the case for Punjab also, right? So, ab kya hai, land aggregation is the biggest challenge in the sector. And of late, what has happened is that ki wo piecemeal mein land milta hai and we are not able to execute at the same speed, right? Because if we are getting in the piecemeal, different pocket mein when we are executing the project, it is also increasing the cost and it is also taking time as well, right? Because time-wise, to execute, right, a continuous strength of 5 kilometer versus 5 different patches of 1 kilometer. So they are taking time. So एक इस वजह से भी क्या है ऑफ लेट ये चैलेंज विच वी आर फेसिंग कि एग्जीक्यूशन एंड ऑफ कोर्स अपॉइंटेड लास्ट 3 साल में अगर आप देखोगे तो दो प्रोजेक्ट वाज देयर बट अपॉइंटेड डेट कुड नॉट बी डिक्लेयर्ड एंड व्हेन अपॉइंटेड डेट स्टार्ट डिक्लेयरिंग राइट देन लैंड वाज 100% लैंड वाज नॉट देयर सो अथॉरिटी केम अप विद द न्यू कंसेप्ट प्रोविजनल अपॉइंटेड डेट वेयर नॉट 80% लैंड वाज ऑल्सो देयर बट इवन 60% लैंड बिकॉज we are into industry, we have already, you know, having mobilized that machinery plant over there, assuming that the land would be acquired on time. And then we are also, you know, somehow convinced by the authority that, okay, let's start on execution so that kuch to machinery idle khada rahega. There is no point. So that was kind of kya tha ki arrangement. And actually it resulted into delay execution, right? Ye ho gaya. In terms of execution date. Now, second question you asked about that price to book value. Abhi humne jo becha hai, you have asked for these specific SP which we have transferred, to wo kareeb 1.18 or 1.2 ke aaspaas ka aa raha hai, right? Ki jo apne price to book value mein sale kiya hai. And construction cost, what you are saying is increasing. Rather, I can say it is revenue which is decreasing. Because abhi jo competition hai, right, where you can say, I mean, you this is also visible to everybody that NHAI estimate se pehle 20% upar jata tha bid price. Now it is going up to 30-40% down from NHAI estimate. So it is because of competition. Dekho, road to banna hai, bitumen to lagna hai, patthar to utna hi lagna hai, aggregate utna hi lagna hai, cement utna hi lagna hai, right? So it is not going to reduce. I mean, this is my theory. I mean, there may be player, there may be people who would be, you know, reducing accordingly their input also, right? But logically, in last 5 years of period, you will see that because of increased competition, prices have come down, which actually is, you know, creating pressure on revenue rather than cost. So, agar effectively, if we have to compare that landed cost of the material, what we were actually having at 5 years back, right? So, usme interest cost to kam tha. Aaj ki date mein interest cost kam hai. That 5 years back it was higher, right? There was good, that mechanism, I mean various kind of methods were available to us. Jo aaj available hai, which is available to us right now was not available at that point of time, right? Funding methodology, whatever you say. So it is actually, you know, impacting the cost. So us time mein, maybe in 2020, my cost of material on absolute number was higher than what right now I am making payment today, right? But if we are comparing it with my revenue has drastically come down. So, usko to I can't, I mean, 40% revenue agar main niche kar lunga, to I can't reduce my cost of material, cost of construction to 40%. Us time mein main kya faltu material thodi laga raha hu.
Right.
So at least it is actually other way around. It is not that construction cost is increasing, it is basically revenue which is decreasing. And where it is perceived that construction cost is increased, right?
Sir, if I may ask the last question, pertaining to the first question about the execution rate. So as you mentioned, several factors are impacting execution rate, right? So can someone assume that 80%, 85% of execution risk factor is factored in your current execution rate, or someone can assume the same or the little marginally increasing order of execution rate going forward?
Execution rate we have to assume at same level. I don't think it is going to increase. Yeah, it is not going to increase. Great.
Thank you, sir. That's all. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Sudeep Bora from Ambit Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the oil and gas projects that we do. So what is the tentative kind of a margin that we make in these projects, and how do we see it going ahead?
See, our target is to have at least 10%, 8 to 10% kind of margin. But what has happened is because we are the, you know, new entrant into the sector, so we have to learn, you know, through this process. And not only that new entrant, but yes, of course, of this geopolitical situation, which is impacting the fuel prices like petrol worked on a large scale basis. So margin has yet to be seen. I mean, let us complete one or two cycle on this particular sector, and then only we'll be able to, you know, give you some guidance on what kind of margin which we are expecting on the sector.
Okay. And so my second question would be, like, in terms of the geopolitics, like the crude prices. So what part of our cost, or how what percentage of our cost is directly kind of impacted by the increase in crude prices?
So if we talk about highway sector, road sector or transport sector, it is almost 40% of the cost.
30 to 40%, 15% fuel and 20 to 25%
bitumen. And again, because raw material also somewhere is, you know, getting, yeah, it is to be transported, it is to be, you know, prepared by your, it is to be, you know, I mean, diesel is somewhere, somehow it is getting consumed over there, right? So to 40%, I would say, is reasonable number, which is actually impacting our cost. 40% of cost is getting impacted because of this fuel and all that. Okay. And do we have a we would have a pass-through mechanism as well, right?
Pass-through mechanism is there in normal situation. This is abnormal situation. I mean, we are also struggling right now. We have been, you know, discussing with the authorities how to, you know, get out of this situation, right? They are supportive in this time of crisis. So I won't say that they are supporting. But we have to, you know, develop some mechanism for to basically have some insulation from this kind of impact, right? And probably we'll come out with some good formula also. But until then, probably we have been impacted. Right?
Okay. Thank you, sir. And my last question was just a clarification. So you said the two MSRDC projects are going for a rebid. So those are included in our 26,471 crore order book?
No. Not in, so those projects are annulled. Those processes annulled. So it is already out from our bid. Out from order book.
So we never include L1 in our order book.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Vishal Periwal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, आपने initially commentary में बताया कि geopolitics has an impact on execution. So just to understand, since our order book is from NHAI से है, Maharashtra State Government से, so any authorities are they saying to slow down execution or probably there's a delay in the payment for us? ऐसा कुछ can you share something if you have to make a relation with the geopolitics?
नहीं, अथॉरिटी कभी भी क्यों कहेगी कि भी आप स्लो डाउन करें. अथॉरिटी को तो सपोर्ट देना पड़ेगा ना, बजाय उसको रोकने के. तो हम लोग बात कर रहे हैं एनएचडीएफ के थ्रू, सबके जो भी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के थ्रू, कि भी कुछ सपोर्ट किया जाए ताकि ये जो अबनॉर्मल कंडीशन है उसमें कॉन्ट्रेक्टर को या कंसेशनर को सपोर्ट मिले. अथॉरिटी कभी काम रोकने को या स्लो करने के लिए नहीं कहती.
ओके. और एनी डिले इन पेमेंट ऐसा कुछ दिख रहे हैं अभी सेक्टर में अपने?
नहीं नहीं, पेमेंट भी डिले कहीं भी किसी भी प्रोजेक्ट पे नजर नहीं आ रहा.
ओके. और सेकंड सर, रिलेटेड टू दिस, मार्जिन पे प्रॉब्ली आपने काफी एक्सप्लेन भी किया है अच्छे से, बट जस्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड, सिंस एनएचएआई या मे बी स्टेट ऑर्डर्स हैं, वहां पे ऑर्डर पे पूरा एस्केलेशन अपन को मिलता है? देर मे बी अ लैग एक दो क्वार्टर का आगे पीछे, बट पूरा एस्केलेशन मिलता है, ऐसा अंडरस्टैंड करना सही है या इसमें कुछ आप ऐड करेंगे?
एस्केलेशन मिलता है नॉर्मल कंडीशन में, वो अपने जो एस्केलेशन होता है प्राइसेज का उसको सर्व कर देता है. लेकिन अब नॉर्मल कंडीशन में थोड़ा सा मुश्किल हो जाता है, क्योंकि जो एस्केलेशन मिलता है जनरली जो मेटेरियल कॉस्ट और सीपीआई और डब्ल्यूपीआई जो होते हैं उनके साथ में मिलता है, पर अपने जो मेटेरियल यूज होते हैं वो डायरेक्टली बिटुमन डीजल ये डायरेक्ट यूज होते हैं, उसकी प्राइसेस काफी ज्यादा हो जाती है कंपैरिजन, जो होलसेल प्राइस इंडेक्स है या लेबर इंडेक्स है उसके कंपेयर में काफी ज्यादा हो जाती है, तब वो पूरी तरह से पास थ्रू नहीं होता है.
अच्छा. श्योर सर, आई थिंक दिस इज हेल्पफुल सर, आई कम बैक इन द क्यू. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. वी विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन from the line of Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, we said our two MSRD projects were cancelled. So it was two Pune Ring Road projects or one was also Nagpur, Chandrapur?
इसमें एक पुना रिंग रोड का था और एक नागपुर चंद्रपुर रोड का था. पुना रिंग रोड का एक प्रोजेक्ट अपन एग्जीक्यूट कर रहे हैं.
ओके. विच वन इज विच वी आर एग्जीक्यूटिंग?
वेस्टर्न डब्ल्यू
वेस्टर्न पुणे रिंग
वेस्टर्न पुणे रिंग वेस्टर्न पुणे रिंग
प्रोजेक्ट. गॉट इट. फॉर दैट एड इज रिसीव्ड.
हाँ,
तो वर्क इज ऑलरेडी इन प्रोग्रेस.
Got it. And lastly, any update on sir income tax search which happened in I think October
25? So, income tax search mein I think beyond that, we haven't received any. I mean, communication is there. They have, you know, shown some material. We have also replied them, right? Now, it is up to them. They will be doing some, because this is a process which we have to follow. They will be coming up with their so-called notices going forward, and we have to file our return back. And so far, nothing material probably which I would say we have find out, right? So,
understood, sir. It is regarding which period?
See, search is generally for last 6 plus current year period. So it is for 7 years, right? So it is as per law. I mean, they have to cover, they can go up to 6 years back, right?
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. And with that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
अभी सभी को पता है कि जियोपॉलिटिक्स में जिस तरह जो एनवायरनमेंट में अपन काम कर रहे हैं थोड़ा टफ टाइम है, लेकिन जिस तरह की अपॉर्चुनिटी है इंडिया के मार्केट में इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में, वो इमेंस अपॉर्चुनिटीज है. अपन किसी भी देखें, पावर ट्रांसमिशन में देखिए कि पावर ट्रांसमिशन में अपने जो पावर प्रोडक्शन के जो सेंटर थे वो चेंज हो गए, और उसकी वजह से जो पावर ट्रांसमिशन लाइन की रिक्वायरमेंट इधर. सेकेंड, अपन अगर देखें कि जो सोलर में है तो वहां प्रोडक्शन बहुत हाई कैपेसिटी का हुआ है, लेकिन अपने पास में स्टोरेज कैपेसिटी नहीं है, तो बैटरी स्टोरेज पे काफी काम होना है. हाईवे का देखें तो अभी हाईवे का अभी बहुत कुछ काम होना बाकी है. तो इंफ्रा में बहुत कुछ काम होना बाकी है. तो अगर अपन अपनी डिसिप्लिन तरीके से, जिस तरह की अपनी बैलेंस शीट है, जिस तरह की अपने पास में स्किल है, जिस तरह के अपने चेक पॉइंट है, उसको लगा कि मैं इस तरह से देखता हूँ कि जीआर इंफ्रा एक वेल प्लेस्ड कंपनी है, और सभी बहुत जबरदस्त अपॉर्चुनिटीज है. आप सभी लोगों का कॉन्फिडेंस और जिस तरह से आपने रखा है हम पे, उस तरह से रखेंगे तो अपन बहुत आगे नए माइलस्टोन अचीव करेंगे. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू मेंबर्स ऑफ द मैनेजमेंट. On behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining with us today, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.